From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting six U.S. states are challenging President Donald Trump's revised executive order banning travel from six Muslim-majority countries. The latest order from Mr. Trump replaces an earlier decree that was overturned by U.S. courts. And his new order, it prohibits citizens from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, Yemen from traveling to the United States for 3 months and suspended for 4 months a U.S. refugee resettlement program. From the beginning, President Trump has vowed to follow through on the campaign pledges he made last year and deliver on the promises made to the voters who put him in the White House. But there are growing differences among congressional Republicans now, and it now threatens to complicate his ability to bring real change to Washington. The son of a former U.S. FBI agent who disappeared in Iran 10 years ago is now urging the Trump administration to constantly focus on the Persian service. Daniel Levinson spoke to VOA in Washington Thursday, which is the 10th anniversary of the disappearance of his father, Robert Levinson. Robert Levinson, whose 69th birthday is this Friday, disappeared on March 9, 2007, while making a visit to Iran's Kish Island as a private investigator. Tehran has repeatedly denied knowledge of his whereabouts there. A new poll has found that 63% of American voters believe that the level of hatred and bias against minority groups in the U.S. has increased since President Trump was elected in November. This is VOA News. Supporters of South Korea's impeached president, Park Geun-hye, clashed with police in Seoul Friday. This follows the Constitutional Court's ruling to formally remove her from office. This is all the result of a corruption scandal. And the head of the opposition party said everyone should definitely accept the Constitutional Court's decision and stop causing confusion and work to normalize state affairs. The ruling opens Park to possible criminal proceedings and makes her South Korea's first democratically elected leader to be removed early from office since democracy came into the country in the late 1980s. South Korea must now hold an election within 2 months to choose Park's successor. Israel's prime minister is in Moscow Thursday, talking with Russia's president about the Syria crisis, which is the latest sign of Russia's growing influence in the Middle East, as well as Israel's concerns about Moscow's regional allies. Russia has come to assume a larger role in Israel's foreign policy calculations since the Kremlin's intervention in the Syrian conflict in September 2015. While Russian President Vladimir Putin at the time justified Russia's actions as taking the fight to global terrorists and Islamic State, Western critics argue that the intervention was also aimed at salvaging the government of besieged Moscow's ally, Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad. Benjamin Netanyahu and Putin made no joint statement following the talks, but Netanyahu later issued a statement indicating that he made it clear to Putin that he wants to prevent any Syrian settlement from Iran or leaving Iran and its proxies with military presence in Syria. House Republicans and White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney predicted that a CBO estimate would be available by early next week prior to combining two versions of a bill presenting a combined measure to the House Budget Committee for the repealing and replacing what is known as Obamacare. The prospects of replacing the current health care law is far from certain, even with Republicans in control of the White House and both chambers of commerce. Opposition to the replacement plan is intensifying among influential lawmakers who believe it is too similar to Obamacare. Those on the far right said the replacement plan fails to address conservative principles by maintaining government subsidies of Obamacare under the guise of refundable tax credits for people who buy their own health insurance. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.